Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back. Marks and Reese. Phils and Nationals coming up. Leading off, coming your way at 6 o'clock. We'll talk more Phillies before we get out of here. Joe Giglio in the house. The Marks and Reese text line coming up at 5:40. But Ike, last night down at Citizens Bank Park, the Phillies got a win, but it was also a Hatfield Dollar Dog Night. 23,365 paid attendance. According to it, now this is from Matt Gelb of The Athletic, Jack.
Yes.
Now, did he make this number up?
I think there is a hot dog counter.
So the hot dog counter last night claims that there were 30,166 dollar dogs sold, which would go for, you know, the average of over one hot dog per paying customer.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, I guess Jack and others were thinking that that couldn't be correct.
Yeah,
that number's inflated.
That's abnormally high.
Why? Well,
yeah, but they're a dollar, Jack.
That's 30,000 hot dogs. There's only 23,000 people there. You're telling me that every person there had more than one hot dog times 7,000 over the actual attendance?
No, that's the, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it would break down to if you spread it out. But I would imagine some people may have had four or five hot dogs.
Right. To your point. I have went to a dollar dog and bought five just to buy five, and
$5.
Then ate three of them or whatever, and threw the other ones out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or ate four of them and threw one out. So I mean, to your point, not everybody just
when
buys
you eat
one.
Five at the same time. I mean, you could buy two early, buy two in the middle, and buy two late. What was that, a 5-hour game last night? How long did that game go?
It felt like 5 hours.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't eat hot dogs like that, but.
Yeah, I mean, I
don't know.
Well, you do have a hot dog roller.
I do.
So you could have been down there serving.
Well, I've never been to Dollar Dog Night, so what's it like?
I actually haven't either.
Yeah, so I don't know. You get people that go down there, and they certainly are ordering more than one hot dog, those that want hot dogs.
Clearly. Right? If you're going down specifically for a Dollar Dog Night, you're not going in and buying one hot dog and then saying see ya.
No, I mean, $5 gets you full.
Yeah, I
can you imagine $5 for five hot dogs?
What a great deal.
Yeah.
I've encountered problems on Dollar Dog Nights that they sell so many and so quickly that then they're trying to now make more hot dogs. And it's, you know, if you get a hot dog that's grilled, or I don't know how exactly they cook them down. Are they grilled? Do they grill the hot dogs?
I don't know.
They steam them?
What does it count if they're on the roller? Is that grilled or is
I would say grilled. So if you can't grill 30,000, you can't roll 30,000 hot dogs. So now you're getting hot dogs that are warm, but they're not really cooked or cooked enough to where they taste really good. That's been the problems I've encountered with going to Dollar Dog.
Yeah, they're mushy dogs.
Yeah, they're not great hot dogs. I'd rather pay $5 for a hot dog that's cooked well and I can enjoy.
Are we done with this topic? I don't know what we want to do with this. I don't want to kill the Phillies over Dollar Dog Night and I wasn't there. I don't care if they sold 30,000 hot dogs or not.
Okay.
I mean, like,
let's go to the phones. We have Kenny from the Dirty 30. Kenny, how are you?
You know, I love Jack. Every week he says something that makes me want to hug him, and then he may say something that makes me want to punch him.
Mm-hmm. So well, yeah, join the club. It. Yep.
So, I don't know what it is. Jack, God love you, buddy. Keep it up. Keep it up. Yes, New Jersey drivers they're the worst. They're the worst. Mike. You're the worst.
It's okay. I remember, have any of you seen the movie New Jersey Drive?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with driving, actually. But
is that a horror movie?
No.
It's about car theft.
No.
It's It's a different type of driving.
Left lane for passing only. Move over when you're doing 40 miles an hour on the AC Expressway.
I mean, that most people do. I don't encounter all these issues when I'm driving. I don't. I mean, maybe I just don't drive in Jersey enough. But
well,
like,
it sounded like Jack was complaining because he isn't driving as fast, and most Jersey drivers are. So he is the one who is the slow driver.
Right.
I'm going 80 in the left lane. I'm not a slow driver.
Okay.
These guys are whipping past
right. So
me.
So okay. Get over.
No, and, but I don't need to get 80.
Yes,
you're saying 80 is fast enough.
It's
yeah.
perfectly reasonable. It don't need reason to go faster.
Jack, it is reasonable. If they're driving 90 miles an hour, I don't think that's reasonable. But, like, just get over and don't worry about it. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
No,
let
no.
them go.
I'm not going to get
yeah,
over.
Not gonna be just be
yeah,
bullied.
I'm not going to be bullied. I'm a PA driver. You bullied by a
I
Jersey
could just
driver.
See him, yeah, I could just see him in the car like, yeah,
thanks,
I'm not moving over.
So, no, what I do is I get over when they get over and block.
Oh,
that's smart.
Yeah, don't do that.
I have more of an issue with the people that ride my tail when we're, like, I'll drive home tonight and they'll be, you're not bumper to bumper, but you're going 50 miles an hour because there's good volume. And I got people that are riding my tail because they want me to drive up on the other car's tail so they get over and they get over. It's like, where do you want me to go? I'm just following the speed of traffic. That annoys me, but I get over for them.
Yeah, I listen, we are living in stressful times. Just get the hell out of the way and let people move if they want to move.
That's the wisest thing
to
do.
Just I'm telling you, just get out of the way.
Agreed.
I don't want to see you on some damn video that's going viral. Somebody's on the expressway recording while you're getting beat to a pulp outside your car.
Well,
Jack Fritz of WIP.
I don't think I'm helping my case today.
Yeah, really. I'd stay out of Jersey at least for the rest of the week.
At least for the rest of the summer.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm starting to – these South Jersey courses are starting to become some of my home
courses. Oh, yeah, so. That's right.
I have had experiences in – and you know, I don't want to rip any South Jersey courses, but there's
– Do not do that. Stop right there.
Like, it's not going to be allowed on it.
Yes, yes. No, you're not going to be with me. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
My Jersey people love me. I'm good over there.
Rocco, speaking of New Jersey, Rocco's in South Jersey. Rocco.
What's up? I'm a Jersey driver, Jack. We drive it the best over here.
All right.
Yeah, Jack. What do you got to say about
Jack?
That?
About Jersey drivers?
Yeah.
No, they act like they're in Germany on the Autobahn when we're just trying to get to the, you know, wherever we're trying to go. Grow up a little bit.
All right, Rocco. What's up?
Anyways, I like the Phillies move. I think it's a solid upgrade over who we have, but we definitely need a little more, I think, to get us over the edge.
What do you suggest?
Ideally, I want Chris Bryant and play him in center field every day, but I think a more logical option is Starling Marte.
Yeah, I Rocco, I just don't like I mean, honestly, I wouldn't even have thought of getting a center fielder before these rumors started to come up. I mean, yeah, you can definitely improve yourself with Starling Marte in center field over Odubel. But I'm much more focused on another starter or a back inning guy, back even if it's a seventh or an eighth inning guy at this point. Nate is calling from Camden, New Jersey. Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry I was on speaker. I'm sorry about that. But Jack, I told Jack he is wrong, man. You're my man, South Jersey. I'm from Camden, New Jersey, man, born and raised. And whenever I go, I always say I'm from Camden, New Jersey, right across the river from Philadelphia.
Right. Yep.
No problem. But, Jack, you're wrong. I'm glad we don't have to pump our own gas because all the taxes and everything else we pay here, we might as well get something for it. Jeez, Jack.
Why do you have to have someone else pump your gas? Just go pump your gas for yourself. Like, you're not living in royalty because you're in New Jersey.
Just go stay in your car, stay in your lane, mind your business,
right?
Do the speed limit, or I'll have my friends look for you. Okay?
My friends,
buddy.
Ooh,
okay?
Boy.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Jack would be so scared if Nate, if your friends were looking for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's why I think Jack was unfair to New Jerseyans.
All right,
where you said, despite the driving stuff, listen, you threw that as a blanket statement. Some drivers over there are bad. I can admit that. But the idea that people that were born or raised in Jersey over there somehow needs to glom on Philadelphia and say that they're from Philadelphia. That's why I think you're unfair to New Jerseyans, at least South Jerseyans.
Yeah.
They will tell you where they're from in South Jersey.
And they like Philadelphia sports teams because that's
– there's no other sports teams around here. What do you think? I got news for you. They put a lot of money into these season tickets and everything else.
Sure.
So, yeah, just understand that. You know, this Philadelphia area is okay with South Jersey.
Well, except for Deptford and Andy.
Bob checks in on DM and says,
"How's Bob doing? Is he happy?" With
I mean, Matt from Mayfair is complaining that I didn't suspend the guy that was asking for your feedback on the Phillies topic, like I suspended him.
That's a fair complaint.
But
that.
He was also an everyday caller, and this guy I'd never heard of before. So you know, he should be treated more harshly. Anyway, Bob says that that full service gas became a law because it created jobs. Make it self-serve and watch unemployment rates skyrocket. There'd be chaos.
That? Well, I don't know about all that, but there are full-time jobs.
It's good for jobs.
Yeah, of course it is.
Good for jobs, yeah. You should be given the option to pump your own gas, though, is what I would say. Because no one would want to do that in New Jersey anyway.
Yeah, we would. Well, you mean pump your own gas?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course, because you've gotten used to not pumping your own gas. Only Pennsylvanians have a problem with it. People in New Jersey aren't complaining about having to pump not pumping gas.
Right. I know.
I've never complained that I don't get to pump my gas.
Yeah, I can't take
I've
it every time.
I've never said that.
Well, it's just like, I would say that more like Philadelphian area people are just more blue collar. You know, we like to do it our own, you know, take matters into our own hands.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Why you live in Westchester.
Exactly right. Jackie blue collar.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Support the home team. You won't regret it. Online, marks-jewelers.com. You can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. Back to the phones after the text line.
Text line.
In the last hour of yesterday's show, I heard that an ant isn't an animal, and someone asked if a wolverine is real. The only thing you guys got right was that seagulls love Church's chicken. That was disgraceful, outrageous, and unacceptable. It was also entertaining and funny as hell. Keep doubling it down, fellas, and I'll keep listening. Tom from Abington.
Thanks, Tom. So we go out in the common area during the break, and Jack Keffer's standing out there, and we bring up the wolverine, and Jack's like, a wolverine's not a real animal. Like, yes, it is. So you got Jack and Jack, the two millennials that don't think the wolverine's a real animal. No, it's just a mascot Michigan.
For Michigan.
Yeah, but like, what is it?
I don't like it's. It's
like a badger.
Yeah, kind of like
it's
that.
Probably in that family somewhere.
I gotta be honest. I always thought it was just Wolverine made from. Up, yeah. From, I didn't know it was.
Oh, you thought it was comic
book? Not X-Men.
Yeah, I thought it was a Wolverine from X-Men. I honestly never thought it was a real animal. Like you would think it'd be more talked about in animal circles.
Why?
Because we know
it's
every,
boring.
We know every. But why are they so fierce? Why do they have the?
Yeah, but Jack, we don't talk. When was the last time you had a? We talked about badgers or anything like that,
badgers,
right? Like
badgers, we know what a badger is. You know.
What a badger is and not a wolverine?
Because I know
they're both
badgers,
innocuous.
Badgers are the. You know, you see them in water and they're digging and they do stuff. Like, what is a wolverine? Is it a type of badger otter?
I believe it's similar to the. To the badger, yes.
Yeah, but why are they so fierce? Like, why is they?
They
why,
aren't fierce.
Exactly. So why? Yeah.
Well, they'll bite you if you mess with them.
Why did Brian Dawkins become Wolverine? Like, why?
Well, that wasn't off the animal.
No, that
exactly.
was not. That was actually the cartoon. Yes.
I just thought it kind of sounded.
That one was. Yeah. Yeah, he's off the cartoon. Yes, not the actual animal.
Not the actual animal. But the better question is, why is Michigan naming themselves after a stupid animal like that?
Well, because they know the animal's overrated, hasn't won anything in 20 years. And
fits the university.
It's the perfect mascot for him. Correct. What else, Jack?
I was going to text you guys today, but I can't. I broke a nail. I'll try tomorrow. Kirk from Roslyn.
I guess Spencer Howard?
Okay.
Yeah, the blister.
Am I missing something?
With Spencer Howard, yes. I don't. So what? Jack, is he the odd man out? Does he go back to AAA with the Anderson starting pitcher acquisition?
I would think so, just because they did want to try to stretch him out. You know.
Yeah, I mean, how long does it take to stretch out? I mean, like
everything takes forever.
I mean, like maybe they should think about making him a reliever down in the minors. What's next?
Great, another Anderson that sucks and will ruin my name further. L.A. from South Philly.
Well, it is not. It's not. Larry Anderson's an E-N-S-E-N, right? And this is an S-O-N.
Yeah, Larry is. I think it's from Swedish descent or something like that. Nova Scotian.
So it's S-E-N, and then this Anderson is an S-O-N.
Yeah, just a normal Anderson.
Yes, normal Anderson. All right, what's next?
I have a nice addition to Dollar Dog Night. Let's do Mr. Softy Night every time Spencer pitches. Brian and Voorhees.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
With this new pitcher coming up, what's the chances we've seen the last of Spencer Howard up here this year?
Pretty good.
Or he could be on his way to Chicago for Craig Kimbrel.
Even better.
That is the one move that I would say.
Even better.
That, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that any club views him as being a top 50 prospect or anything in Major League Baseball. But, you know, if they're trying to get rid of Kimbrel, I don't know what the market is out there for him. Maybe the Phillies could package Spencer Howard and somebody else and get him. What's next, Jack?
Guess that whole positive John movement is out the window. Mike in Montco.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I just, when talking about this Eagles team this year, I just, like, I'm not feeling warm and fuzzy about the team this year going forward. I think they'll be improved from last year, but what's that really saying? What's the long-term outlook on this team? I don't know. There's too many questions that I don't know the answers to, and I don't know what Jalen Hurts is. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is a quality starting NFL quarterback, and that's a big part of it. So, no, I can't sign off on me being happy with the Eagles. What's next?
Chuck's got to calm down. I don't even think I'm that good. Jalen at the NovaCare.
Yeah, Chuck is Chuck's worked up. 12 wins this year, according to Chuck from Mount Airy. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel is in Old City. Daniel, were you at the game last night?
Oh, my God, did I? How you guys doing?
What's up, Dan?
What's up, Daniel?
How you doing?
So I went to the game, actual baseball aside, I went with my brother, right? And, you know, he's 21, I'm a little younger, and I'm for some context, right, Dollar Dog Night, we all know it, we all love it. I took down around 13 hot dogs last night.
13 hot dogs.
There you go, one person, 13 dogs.
And honestly, I could have done many more. See, my brother and I, We were going to go in and we were going to put $100 on the line, see who could eat more dogs. But we didn't. But I still wanted to put them in the dirt. So I have to make sure I ate 13. I ate 13 hot dogs through 7 innings. And by the eighth of the ninth, you couldn't find the guys who were selling them anymore. You're all out.
So how do you start out? How do you do 13? So do you do a bunch right away? You have a 4-pack right away. And then from there, you pace yourself one after another. How does it work?
See, well, you know, we went in, we first ran into the guy, you know, my brother and I were so excited. So we each got like 3. And that was like top of the first inning. And then, you know, after the first inning went out, and you keep going out and you get like 3 or 4. And you just keep bringing them back and eating them. I mean, you can take a hot dog out in 3 or 4 bites. Like, it's not that hard.
What do you put on the hot dog?
And the fact, Daniel, that they only cost $1 makes it so easy to get like 3-4 of them at a time, right?
Oh, yeah, no, totally. I went in and I had $20 in my wallet. I made sure I exchanged it, got some ones, and then we were done for the night.
So what do you put on the dogs?
Mustard. So, okay, I was putting on ketchup and mustard towards the beginning. But then, you know, after hot dog 7 or 8, I was starting to get lazy, so I just started shoveling them down.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Man.
No, it was a fun time. I mean, hey, I'm like 6'2". I'm a big guy. I'm like 6'2". I'm still growing. So I think you were somewhere to
put them.
Yeah, I am very, and then we also have one of those ice cream helmets too. Me and my brother.
You had an ice cream helmet and 13 hot dogs?
Well, I mean, you're going to Dollar Dog Night.
Man,
what else are you
gonna
do?
All right, you and
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
We were, I mean, you got to remember, we were down 4-0. Things weren't looking fun. We weren't there for baseball.
Yeah, at that point, like, yeah.
So the worse the team's doing, the more hot dogs that you eat.
Well, unless you're ready to leave the game, you got to figure out what else are you doing. Phillies wasn't doing anything for like 7 innings.
It actually makes perfect sense, yeah. Especially if you're going in trying to eat as many hot dogs as you can. It makes it a lot easier to be like, all right, let's go get 2 more.
Well, you know he was a big guy.
He would have to be. 13?
That's a lot of hot dogs.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, that's nothing compared to what Joey Chestnut's eating.
Oh, my God.
I mean, are these foot-long ballpark?
No, they're like golf course dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. They're small hot dogs.
Yeah. I think the next Dollar Dog Night, we might have to go down. Well, not me. Well, you. But
like, well, you too.
I might have to go.
Yeah, I don't even eat hot dogs like that.
But you do have a roller at home.
Yeah. It has to be an actual grill, barbecue grill. Flames and everything. Yes. I told you. I need
flames and everything.
I need the hot dogs burnt up. Yes. That's
they need to be crispy on the exterior.
Of course. Yes.
Crispy dog.
Yes.
Yes.
That's how I like them.
All right. Mark in Cincinnati checks in. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
What's up, Marky?
What's up, Mark?
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, so listen, real quick, before you let me go, I would really like to make a comment about Simone Biles. Because I had some personal experience with
yes.
it. But first of all, I just wanted to answer your question. You know, Ike, I'm here in Ohio, right? Yep. And there is a new traffic circle every freaking week. And I can tell you, it's not the circles are great. The circles are well-designed. And if people could understand the difference between a yield sign and a stop sign, I think that we would be in good shape. But nobody here has any clue what the hell to do with a circle. You know, they're stopping like it's a red light.
Well, because it's not natural. We're used to red light, green light, yellow light, and then they put a circle there.
No, man.
It's outrageous.
But you gotta adapt. You know, there's a lot more cars on the road now. These circles are designed to pass numerous amounts of cars through an intersection without any problem. If everybody could just figure out what to do, but they can't.
All right.
You know, so they need some training, you know, or something. Or everybody should spend like a month in New Jersey driving around or something, you know, where they were the originators of the circle.
To learn the circle, they have to go to Jersey. All right.
Yeah, whatever. So listen, I personally, like, I really appreciate what you said earlier because – and I'm not here. I love WIP and all the hosts and all the shows, but you know, this anxiety thing is real. And who yep. is it? Like Brandon Brooks?
Brandon you know, Brooks has anxiety. Yeah. He missed right? games. Yeah, he missed games because of it. Yep.
And it's real, man. Because I started experiencing it when I was 48. I'm 60 now. For the last 12 years, I have flown millions of miles through the air and traveled all over the place. I'm telling you, if I'm not careful, I get in the car, I get in a traffic light, man, I just want to jump out.
Wow.
It's crazy. And I have no idea where it came from or why. I was a relatively, you know, quote unquote, normal person.
Sure.
And all of a sudden I got afflicted with this anxiety, and I'm telling you, it's no joke. So.
And you know what it is, Mark? I think people, it's like depression. People that haven't experienced it can't understand, right? To where
no.
I think a lot of people with depression think like, all right, well just come on. Like, for some people, it's hard to get out of bed in the morning if you suffer from depression, right? So for somebody that hasn't had that, it's hard for them to understand. I think what Simone Biles did took a lot of courage. She realized, I mean, you saw it when she was in the events that she was in. There's something wasn't right. And she recognized that and she pulled herself out because she wasn't 100%. And I, you know, you get people that say like, well, how do you pull yourself out of the whatever, and you're in limpy and blah, 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 blah. Clearly, the anxiety or whatever was going on with her was weighing heavily on her, right? So for her to be criticized for pulling out of an event because of that is just, I mean, it took a lot of courage to do it. It took a hell of a lot more courage for Simone Biles to do what she did than if she just would have continued in the events and did what she did. So.
Breaking
Uh-oh,
news.
Jack, what do we got?
So the Tyler Anderson trade to the Phillies has been delayed, and he is currently in the Pirates' bullpen preparing to make a start tonight. And no one knows why.
They called off the trade.
No one knows why, yeah, because they called off the trade. I think everybody knows why.
It hit a snag.
Yeah,
it hit a snag, according to John Heyman.
And it doesn't seem the snag would be Anderson because he's pitching,
no,
so he's
Phillies
not hurt.
No, it's the Phillies' prospects.
Is that what it is?
Well, I mean.
I just hope there's more players.
It would have to be something with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, well,
so we'll see.
That's a little strange right there.
Maybe they do need Spencer Howard after all this, Reich. Coming up next is Joe Giglio leading off. He'll take you into the Phils and the Nationals. What do you think tonight, Ike? Feeling good off of last night?
No, I'm going to continue to do what I've done and pick them to lose.
It's been working.
Yep.
It's been working for us. All right, Phillies are minus 125, 126 tonight.
Your favorite.
They're the favorite, slight favorite, plus 105 if you're looking to bet the Nationals. I'll go with the Phils tonight to get another one in a row. We need some wins here, Ikey.
Yep.
All right, everybody have a great night. Joe Giglio will get you set for the game coming up next. See you. Hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second because, like, if you're experiencing hair loss and you've experienced hair loss, I've been there, done that, and you try to – all the things are available to you on the market, right? You go to a drugstore and you can buy the sprays and the creams and the foams – that are supposed to help you regrow your hair or stop the hair from falling out, right? Well, that didn't work for me. It's never worked for anybody that I've ever met. Then you start wearing the baseball hat a little bit more often, right? Because you just don't like the way that your hair looks. And you even then shave your head, right? Because, like, it works. Shaving your head down when you have hair loss works in 2021. But if you don't want to do that and want your hair back, Dr. Glatt and his hair team, it's the place to go for hair restoration. It really is. If you're still working from home, this is a perfect opportunity to get the procedure done. No one will ever know that you had it done. When you go back to work, or you're going back to work, you're going back to sporting events, you're getting back out in the dating scene again, you can do it with the hair that you've always wanted. My hair is fuller and thicker. You would never know that I had the procedure done. Just go to my social media page. It's John Marks Media. You can see what my hair looks like. Looking good. I'm having good hair days recently. Dr. Glatt and his team, most experience and most success in hair restoration over 20 years. That's the most in Philadelphia. Get your youth and confidence. Get your hair back with Dr. Glatt. Before and after pictures. And more information at the website, drglatt.com, drglat.com. Or you can call his office right now. His hair team is standing by at 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.